DHS, first day of Operation Charlotte's Web captures 81 illegal aliens in North Carolina. By Warner Todd Houston on November 17, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, reports detaining up to 81 migrants living in the U.S. illegally during its first day of Operation Charlotte's Web in Charlotte, North Carolina. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovina told the media that the 81 were arrested on Saturday as the operation kicked off, adding in a post on X, 81, many of whom had significant criminal and immigration history, are off the streets. This was done in about 5 hours. Stay tuned to social media to take a look at who we apprehended. More to come. Good news, Eric. The number now stands at 81 yesterday. 81, many of whom had significant criminal and immigration history, are off the streets. This was done in about 5 hours. Stay tuned to social media to take a look at who we apprehended. More to come. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 16, 2025. Bovina also shared a video of his agents entering Charlotte. Wherever the wind takes us. High, low. Near, far. East, west. North, south. We take to the breeze, we go as we please, Charlotte's Web. This time, the breeze hit Charlotte like a storm. From border towns to the Queen City, our agents go where the mission calls. Hashtag DHS hashtag CBP. pic.twitter.com/2ZNQHN3BR. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 16, 2025. He shared several images of some of the illegal migrants who were arrested. Let's paint this picture for you. An illegal alien from Mexico gets deported 4 times, strolls back to Charlotte, then racks up a hit and run and a DUI/DWI? It's time to go back home. Hashtag DHS hashtag CBP hashtag USBP hashtag Charlotte's Web pic.twitter.com/QLQJ2EASY. Boo. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 16, 2025. This criminal illegal alien from Mexico is no longer endangering citizens in Charlotte. With prior arrests for driving while intoxicated and possession of stolen goods, he can now add one for illegal re-entry after removal. We're not letting repeat offenders slip through the pic.twitter.com/TKJKT8LF7T. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 17, 2025. With 2 DUI arrests already on his record, this illegal alien from Honduras had demonstrated a pattern of endangering the community. Now he's in custody and your streets are safer. Hashtag DHS hashtag CBP hashtag USBP hashtag Charlotte's Web pic.twitter.com/BMBZ3FRAY8Y. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 17, 2025. This illegal alien from Mexico has 3 DUI/DWI convictions. We arrested him, taking him off the streets of Charlotte so he can't continue to ignore our laws and drive intoxicated on the same roads you and your loved ones are on. Hashtag DHS hashtag CBP hashtag USBP hashtag Charlotte's Web pic.twitter.com/4DB9HBBTBM. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, November 16, 2025. Americans should be able to live without fear of violent criminal illegal aliens hurting them, their families, or their neighbors, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. We are surging DHS law enforcement to Charlotte to ensure Americans are safe and public safety threats are removed. There have been too many victims of criminal illegal aliens. President Donald Trump and DHS Secretary Christie Noem will step up to protect Americans when sanctuary politicians won't. Democratic North Carolina Governor Josh Stein was less excited by the campaign. We should all focus on arresting violent criminals and drug traffickers. Unfortunately, that's not always what we have seen with ICE and Border Patrol agents in Chicago and elsewhere around the country, the governor wrote in a statement on Friday. The vast majority of people they have detained have no criminal convictions, and some are American citizens. Stein urged North Carolinians to record federal immigration agents as they performed their duties and exclaimed, "When we see injustice, we bear witness. If you see any inappropriate behavior, use your phones to record and notify local law enforcement who will continue to keep our communities safe long after these federal agents leave," the governor added. That's the North Carolina way. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.